Okay, today's daf is Maestro's daf Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amavez, the last daf here, the transition from Perak Aleph to Perak Sheni here in Maestro Sheni. So we are on the bottom of Yud Amavez, the last line, and we are discussing issues of Chilul and being Mechalal outside of Yerushalayim. That's what we spoke about. We just had a question of Rav Chagai. Rav Chagai thought that the Mishnah was based on, our Mishnah was based on the fact that you cannot buy things, you shouldn't buy things outside of Yerushalayim, and others, and he said Rav Avina thought that was correct. Rav Yirmiyah thought, no, technically there's no problem with that, it's just a problem of Gemira's Das, that a person wouldn't have full Das if he would buy it out of Yerushalayim, it would be b'shogig, and he'd think he'd have to schlep it up, so that's why he's a problem, but per se, it wouldn't be a problem of buying. So that was the discussion that we had, and we ended off with it maybe being a machlokas, but we'll get to the maskan of Hashem today. So the Gemara said in the last line, Rav Zvida Havi Yosef Masi Lebrei. Rav Zvida was teaching his son Torah, so that already is something that we could talk about for a moment. Talmud Torah, it's interesting that in the Torah, the formulation of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah has two unique elements. Number one, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have to learn Torah. The formulation of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is teaching Torah. V'shinantam levanecha. Libatem alecha, libatem osam es b'neichem. Right, it's all about teachings. That's fascinating. It doesn't say anywhere in Torah. It says in Sefer Yoshua, v'agisa v'yom v'alayla. But in the Torah itself, it's all formulated as teaching. And number two, it's levanecha, to your children. That's the formulation of the Torah. It doesn't just say teach Torah. And, you know, then have the hierarchy, dafka, to your son. The Rambam said at the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, in the second halacha, k'shem sha'adam chayev lalamed es bino, kachu chayev lalamed es ben bino. Just like you have a chiyuv to teach your children, so too your grandchildren. And not only that, but not only your son, not only your grandson, but anybody, any fellow Jew. If anybody knows Torah, they have a chiyuv to share it. I think there's one of the Rishonim have a formulation that it's like a Navi Shekovish Nevuaso. If somebody has Torah that they're able to share, that Hashem gave them, so then they have to share it. Right? It's like a Navi is not allowed to be Kovish Nevuaso, so a Talmud Chacham who is able to share Torah has to share the Torah as well. Shenemar Vishinatu Levanecha Mipi Yeshua Lamdu Banecha Elu Talmidecha Shal Talmidim Kriyim Banim Shenemar Vayetsu Bnei Hanaviim. So you have to teach everyone. So why did it say son? It became Lama Nitzava al Bino Uben Bino Lahaktim Bino Leben Bino Uben Bino Leben Chaveiro. So that is the formulation of Torah. But again, obviously, teaching a child is the greatest chiyuv on a father. In the Minyan HaKatzar, the Rambam formulates it as Lilmod Ulalamed. Right here, in the Kotera Tehilchos Talmud Torah, Lilmod Torah. And number two, lachabed melamdeav yodeh. So in the Koteret, the mitzvah is lomo Torah. But again, in the Torah itself, the formulation is that of lalamed, teaching Torah. So again, a lot of teaching Torah brings to learning Torah. It one has to prepare for the teaching, and through the teaching, one learns better. But there's a lot to say. But again, he's teaching his son. So his vida is the model for us, starting off our daf today. So Rizvida was teaching his son the following Tosefta. Harotza l'chala moz al peiros bizman hazeh. So we've been talking about pidyon. What happens if somebody wants to be mechala moz? He has money of Maiser Sheni, and he wants to switch that on Kedusha to fruit bizman hazeh. The fruit are, some say the problem here is that they're considered inedible, right? Just like we said, we'll have in the Mishnah of Hashem later on, beginning the second parak, that Maaser Sheni, you have to be able to eat, drink, or smear, or anoint. So if you buy items that are eino roi lachilas, that's a problem. So if somebody's going to buy fruit bizman hazeh, that's a problem, because one is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni bizman hazeh without the mizbeach. So what happens if somebody has money of Maaser Sheni and they try to be mechallel? They want to deconsecrate it onto fruit, bizman hazeh. Bein elu, kidshu, kedivrei beishamai. These are these, meaning whether the money or the fruit. I have money of Maaser Sheni and I want to be mechallel onto fruit. Beishamai says, guess what? Guess what? They're both kadosh. They're both kadosh. Kidshu, kedivrei beishamai. Why are they both kadosh? So the Mara Fulda says, they're both kadosh. The money you have to throw away, and the fruit you have to let rot. The af hamos lo yatzal lechulin. The money was kadosh, and the money stays kadosh. The fruit, we fine you. The kaimu nami bikdushasan mikrasa derabanan. If you look at Chaim Kanievsky, he says it's a safek. Bishavai is mesupik. Does deconsecration work bisman hazeh when you're not going to be able to eat it? That's the safek of Beishamai. Mishum says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The misafkale I bisman hazeh hamaos mischalin ala peiros, whether the money can be transferred olav. And again, some achronim say, why is that? Because maybe the fruit is considered inedible today because you're not allowed to eat it. So maybe that's why the chilo would not be effective. Hilkach bein hamaos uvein peiros. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, kachi misafek bekedushas meister sheni. So that is Beis Shammai Shita. So they both have the kedusha. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, no. Moos kamo shehein, upeiros kamo shehein. Nothing happened. If you have money at meister sheni and bizman hazeh, you try to switch it, nothing happened. The fruit is still chulin, the money is still kadosh meister sheni. Nothing happened because it doesn't work. Doesn't work bizman hazeh. That is what the Brisa, the Tosefta, the Rav Zvida was teaching his son. Of a Rav Krispa. Rav Krispa happened to be walking by and he overheard this father talking to his son. So he says to him, wait a minute. Right? Talmud Torah connects us all. Amar Le, Lotanyake. No. You got the wrong Brisa. The Tosefta, you know, it's a wrong Girsa. Why? Ella Peros Al Hamaos. The Brisa should be not about if you have Maestro Shani money and you want to switch it onto fruit. Meaning, it's not about step two, right? Money onto fruit. That's not the machlokas. The machlokas is about step one. If you have Meister Shani fruit that grew Bizman Hazeh, and you want to switch it onto money, that's the machlokas Beishamai Beisilal. Et lo tanikain ela peros al hamaos. Right, fruit, the Meister Shani fruit onto money, meaning step one, that's the machlokas. Whether there's chilul today, if you have real Maaser Sheni fruit, is that powerful enough to be able to transfer? Sometimes if something is so weak, it's not transferable. Tumah is not transferable the weaker and the more diluted it gets. Right? No Saint Tom. The more diluted it gets, the weaker it is. So here, the fruit onto money, that's the machlokas. Hamaos ala peiros, but the next step, if you have Maaser Sheni money and you want to convert that to fruit, Tevri HaKol Lo Kidshu. Then even Beis Shammai would say Lo Kidesh. The Machlokas is only about step one, not about step two. Says the Gemara, Vada Tanina, but one second. Didn't we learn in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, Im Ein Mikdash Yirkavu. The Mishnah said, if you transfer the Kedusha onto the fruit and there's no base of Mikdash, you have to let it rot. So you see that even step two, right, step two is money to fruit, right, step two, it's chal, and you're kavu. So says the Gemara, which the Gemara says a number of times, and the Bavli also, what's the case? It must be tiftar. Again, what's the question? How do you have money of Maaser Sheni? According to Beis Hillel, you shouldn't be able to have it because it doesn't work, right, fruit to money. Don't go to the base, and so how do you, and even according to Beis Shammai, it shouldn't be effective in stage two. Right, so that's the that was the shita of Rav Krispa who walked by. So tiftar shekdishon b'shas ha-mikdash v'charav ha-mikdash. He was makdash, meaning the first designation. He had Maaser Sheni fruit when there was a base of mikdash, and they put it onto money, and then was churban. Then the churban occurred, and then that is what the case is that is discussed in the Mishnah. That if you then would switch it onto fruit, your kavu it would. It will rot. Period. So that is the discussion of what is the halacha of chilul bizman hazeh. Again, the shas churban, which is the Gemara sometimes says these types of stories. The shas churban was obviously a traumatic experience for Klal Yisrael, but just two ha'aras about that story. Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, were zoche to amazing leaders. B'shas churban, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he had to weather the storm and lead us in such a transitionary period, and keep the balance of being realistic of, you know, what happened and yet being hopeful. And that's why he had the 9 takanas that Chazal tell us, many of the Mishnayos in Sukkah and the Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah, the takanas of Yochanan ben Zakkai of Zeichel HaMikdash, right? To keep the hope going, but also to keep it, fresh in our mind, and the chiyuvim that he created at carrying taking lulav 7 days, Yom Haneif, all of the takanas. The Achronim point out, there are Rav Salvechik and others point out that there are two types of takanas that were made at that time. There's what we call Zeichel LeMikdash, and there's Zeichel LeChorban. Right? We know the end of Cheskas Habatim, the last Amud in Cheskas Habatim on Daf Samach, the Gemara talks about in Meshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini, and many takanas that we leave a space in the house that is not finished. We put ashes on the head of a chassan because of a zecher le churban. That's where the Gemara says, "Call misabel al Yerushalayim, zocha v'roa b'simchasa." Whoever's misabel, zocha v'roa. Amazingly, the Gemara. Right after the Churban, they just couldn't handle it. They didn't even know what to do, Klal Yisrael says. Right? Some say, the Gemara says, this is what the leaders had to deal with, Bishas Churban. Like this case of the Brisa. Kishacharav Abayis Bishniya Rabu Prushim Yisrael. There are many Prushim. Somebody decided, we have a Churban, Shalolach HaBasar, no more meat. We're not eating meat anymore. Right? We have this minhag at least during the 9 days. But no meat. The Bizbech doesn't have any meat. We're not having any meat. Shalolach Shos Yayin. No wine. There's no wine. No nisach hayayim. We're not having. Nitval and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua finds them. And Amar Lahem, Banai, Mipnei ma iatem ochlim basar, venatam shom son yayin. What's going on? Why aren't you eating meat or drinking wine? Amru lo nochal basar, shemimenu makriven al gabi amizbeach. We should eat meat from which we give. V'yachsha batel. Nishte yayin shemenaskan al gabi amizbeach v'achsha batel. How can we? So Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yeshua prodded them. Amar Lahem, imkein lechem onochal. We shouldn't eat bread. Shekvar bitlu menachas, right, grain? The Gemara said, so they answer, good idea, efshar b'peiros, okay, we'll just eat fruit. So Rabbi Yeshua says, peiros lo nochal shekvar bitlu bikurim, you shouldn't eat fruit, no bikurim. Efshar b'peiros acherim, okay, bikurim only from the Shivas Aminim. So we should be able to, we'll get by with apples and pears. Mayim lo nishte, shekvar batal nisach hamayim. Rabbi Yeshua says, you really want to mourn, so don't drink water, no nisach hamayim, shasku. They were quiet, they didn't have an answer. What does Rabbi Yeshua say to them? So again, one of the great leaders, Amar Lahem Banai, Bo Va'omer Lahem, Shalola Isabel Kol Iker Efshar, Shekfar Nigzer Gzera, not to mourn at all, you can't do that, terrible tragedy. Lisabel Yoser Midai Efshar, to mourn too much is not also not appropriate. Shein Gozer Gzera, let Sibor, Elamkin Rova Sibor Yechol Lamod Ba, because you can't make such a Gzera that people are Yoser Midai. Ella, Chachamim say this, you leave a space over in your house, and you put some stuff on the head of the chassan, and the details of, yeah, based on Meshkachech Yerushalayim. So Salvation pointed out, this whole Gemara is Zeichel Churban HaMikdash. The takanas that we were just talking about shaking a lulav for 7 days, and Yom HaNeif, those are all Zecher, what we might call Labinyan HaMikdash. Not LaZecher, to what they used to do. Not mourning the Mikdash, but just reenacting what they did, and that was the delicate balance that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had to have at the time of the Churban to balance, and the other Rabbanim, Rabbi Yeshua here, to balance the tragedy that took place versus the hope that we have to still give. Amazing, two Gemaras that are put together once we're on the topic of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Chavches. The Gemara talks there about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's deathbed. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, at the end of his life, he tells his Talmidim, he saw these two paths. He says, two paths in front of him. Kshkola Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Nichnusu Talmidav Lavakro, Kivan Shara, Osam, his Chalev, because he starts to cry, and they say to him, Ner Yisrael, Amuda Yemini, Patisha Chazak, why are you crying? So he says, if I was going to be in front of a human king, Mela, I'd be scared. But Hashem? But then he says, V'lo od el sheyesh lefanei shnei drachim, achas shal gan eden v'achas shal gehenim. V'eini yodea be'ezem olichim osi. I don't know which path they're taking me down. V'lo efka, I'm not crying. Gehenim or gan eden? So Rav Salvechik in the book The Rub Speaks, if you want to look it up, page 51, 52, he connects this Gemara to the other Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara in Gittin. That's the Gemara of Vespasian, where Vespasian, after having identified him as the king, Vespasian says, okay, I'll give you three wishes. Give you three wishes. What are his wishes? Ten li yavne v'chachameha, v'shushulta d'Rabbi Gamliel, v'asvasa d'masyin le l'Rabbi Tzadok. Those are the three wishes. And of course the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yosef some thought that he was mistaken. He should have asked for the Beis HaMikdash, and he obviously thought that that would have been too much, and he wouldn't have gotten anything. But this was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and therefore, at the end of his life, he still didn't know if he made that right decision. He was still, it gnawed at him. His entire life, it gnawed at him. What did I destroy? Did I allow the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed when I could have saved it or not? But this was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Beshas HaChorban. And this is, so the Argamar is about a halachic distinction that happens during and after, right? He was, the stage one was during the Beis HaMikdash, and stage two was done after the Beis HaMikdash, and that's how you could have this case of money that has Kedusha, and then you switch it on to the Kedusha, and main Mikdash, Yirkavu, fine. Tani, now we continue. Now we get back to what the Amud Beis was about. We're back to the earlier topic about being Podeh, in or out. So Tani, Ben Bibi, the Nasata. So the question of the Girsos here. The Pasuk has both phrases. If you look at the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, the Pasuk says, V'nasata ba'kesef, you shall place it in kesef, V'tsarta ha'kesef biyadcha, and you shall bundle up the money in your hand, V'halachta el ha'makom, asher yivchar Hashem lekech bo, and you shall go. So V'tsarta ha'kesef is clearly talking about switching the fruit onto money. That's talking about somewhere out, because then you are going to go. V'halachta, you'll go to your Yerushalayim where Hashem chooses. That's the ha'kesef. The ba'kesef is referring to something else. So let's see. Tani ben Bibi, v'nasata ba'kesef, that's the girsa of the Marafolda, berichik makom ata podeyu, bekir makom en ata podeyu. Only when you are outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside Yerushalayim, I'm sorry, ata podeyu, that's when you could redeem it and switch it onto money. From the money to the fruit. Sorry, from the fruit onto the money. You have Kedusha Maestro Sheni fruit and switch it onto money. But you can't switch it onto money in Yerushalayim. V'nasata ha-kesef, v'kirev makom ata machalolo, v'yata machalolo berichuk makom. But switching it back from money onto fruit, that should be only done in Yerushalayim. It should not be done outside of Yerushalayim. So it sounds like that's the original Rav Chagai, what he held yesterday, before he wanted to be chozer, but he was saved. That's a din. It sounds like a din daraisa. That in both sides, that you're not allowed to bring fruit of Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim and then switch it to money. The switch to money has to happen only outside of Yerushalayim. And the opposite, once you, if you want to switch it and back from money to fruit or to animals, you should only do that in Yerushalayim, right? One exception to the rule, we'll have to get to this later. The Rambam says if it becomes Tameh, because then what are you going to do with Tameh food? The Rambam says in Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis Halacha Ches, Ein Podim Maaser Sheni Be Yerushalayim, Elim Kain Nitma. Right, you can't switch it onto money, from fruit to money, unless it became tameh. Only when you're far away from the makom, from Yerushalayim, but not in Yerushalayim. And then it talks, the Rambam talks about whether if you're outside and your knapsack is outside or the basket is outside. So that is the the Rambam. Or just earlier, I wanted to mention this Rambam earlier. But the Rambam, again, we had before that you can't be mechalal, and what's the halacha bezman hazeh, and bezman achorban. The Rambam says in halacha dalid, beis dalid, kishem she'en ochlen maisher sheni bezman hazeh biyushalayim, kach ein podin oso sham, ve'en mechalin oso sham, ve'en mochren oso. So you can't. V'im nechrat yushalayim af bezman hazeh, ein motzien oso misham, ala menichan oso sham at shetir akev. If you bring your maisher sheni into Yerushalayim, you have to leave it there. But generally, we don't do it. U'b'fichach, ein mafrisha maisher sheni biyushalayim bezman hazeh, ala motzien oso beres betivlon chutz la'ir, u'mafrisha oso sham upo deyu v'chulu. So that's the, again, some of the churban and bezman hazeh, but only outside. So, pidyon maisher sheni, so din daraisa. V'tzarta kasef biyadecha, but only when it's outside, and once you bring it in, no more. Viter, Rebbe Yossi, third to last line here. So what is this going back on? So according to how most Mefarshim understand it, this is referring back to the last line of the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah, back on Dav Yud Amabes. The Mishnah said, or I should say the second to last line of the Mishnah, towards the end, the Seifa, that you're not allowed to buy Avadim, karkos, and non-kosher animals. Maybe it's made from the main Maaser Sheni. And if you did, Yochal Kinegdan. So what happens? I bought a horse. I took my shishani money and I bought a horse. I'm not supposed to do that. So what does the Mishnah say? I have to, let's say I bought the, I gave my shishani money to the horse owner of 500. So I have to take 500 of my own money, buy fruit worth 500, and eat that in Yerushalayim, b'kdusha v'tahara. Yochal kinegdan. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Shmuel, nikne hamekach. Did the transaction work? I bought the horse. I gave him my shishani money. So, did the transaction work? Says Shmuel, nikne hamekach. It worked. What does that mean? It worked. Let's see Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Amasnisan, dein lochim avadim koi. You can't buy an eved. V'yamar tiafagav de'ein demei ma'aser sheni mischal and aleihem. Ma'aser sheni kedusha did not go onto the horse. I bought a horse with ma'aser sheni money. The horse is still chulin, and the money, wherever the seller is, the money still has kedusha. Even so, even though that it didn't work, the transaction worked. I own the horse, and he has my money. Even though the kedusha didn't split, the kinyan worked. V'yavagav de'ein ma'aser sheni mischal len aleihem mikol makom hamekach kayim v'amos kedushin b'yad ha'mocher. And the money is kadosh b'yad ha'mocher. The seller has my money. I have his horse. The transaction worked. It's just that the money still has kedusha in his hands. That doesn't isn't mashpia on prevention of the mekach. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina argues on Shmuel. Ki, we're going to switch the word, podehu. Only once you're poda it. Meaning, again, I gave you money for a horse. So now, I have a horse. The Rabbi Yossi ben Shmuel, B'shem Shmuel says, no, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina says that the Kenyan doesn't work until I take money parallel, buy fruit, and eat that fruit or animal in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, that's it. Meaning the Kenyan is held hostage, so to speak, to the Kedusha switching. If he still has my money, which has Kedusha, and I have his horse, which doesn't have Kedusha, I don't own the horse yet. That's Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina. I don't own, only when, once I'm poda it, then retroactively, then the horse becomes mine. Only podeyu. That's when it happens. And only then does the money that I gave him lose its Kedusha. And then the fruit that I'm eating, the money and the fruit that I'm designated, has kedusha. That's when the mekach kicks in. Look at the Mara Folda. Ki podehu la'achar shepodehu. The kinyan, the choshe mishpat kinyan, only works after I'm poda. Dahainu sha'achal kinegdan oz nikna mekach. Only once I take money and I eat enough parallel to the amount that I spent, that's when the mekach works. Aval kozman shelo achal kinegdan lo nikna. But as long as I didn't, the mekach, there's no chosh, it's not my horse. It's not my horse, it's not my eved, until I eat parallel. This sounds like, we mentioned 2 days ago, as a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. So my first point out that this sounds like she does Rashi. Remember Rashi says, this idea of yochal kinegdan. So Rashi says it means that, again, if I bought something that's inappropriate with my shesheni money, wherever my money is, it still has kedusha, and now I bought something that was inappropriate, so I have to go and eat something appropriate with that amount of money. Rashi says, and once I do that, the kedusha flies from the kedusha goes from the money in the hands of the seller to my fruit. Tosfos, if you remember, asked, that can't work. You can't do chilo by something that's not bershuscha. So how does that work? So Tosfos says it's just a knas. Just a knas. Kinyan doesn't really have, is not affected. But this sounds like, ki podeyu, it sounds like Shitas Rashi, that there's really a switch of the Kedusha, even though the money is not in my Rishus. Okay, fine. So Machlokas, Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Whether that when I bought the horse or the Eved, whether the transaction worked automatically, or whether it is held in abeyance until I eat with Kedusha. Amar Rabbi Hila. Rabbi Hila says, I'll prove to you that Shmuel is right, not Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina. Min ma de taninan. Because it says in the Mishnah, when you buy a non-food, and you buy the Eved, it says Yochal Kenegdan. It says, you have to eat, you have to take the amount of money, buy food, and eat that food, b'kdusha. Hada amar kitshu. That proves that it worked, kitshu, that the kinyan was chal. How does it prove? Why doesn't the Mishnah just say, give the money back? Why does the Mishnah say that, oh, it's done? The Mishnah gives the impression that it's done, and you have to now, Yochal Kenegdan, get your own money, buy that amount of fruit, and eat it. Pikdusha. It sounds like there's no going back. Which sounds like the Raya to Shmuel, not Rabbi Yossi Rechanina. Remember, according to Rabbi Yossi Rechanina, the Kenyan is not Chal. I don't own the item until I'm Yochal Kenegdan. But then why would I be forced to be Yochal Kenegdan? Just give the money back. The fact that the Mishnah says Yochal Kenegdan, Rabbi Hila assumes that's a Raya to Shmuel, against Reb Yossi ben Chanina. Om Reb Yossi says, Reb Yossi, I'll prove to you that that's right. Again, I'll prove to you that Shmuel's right. Again, what does Shmuel say? If I bought something inappropriate with my Meister Sheni money, the Kenya worked. I own it. I have a separate responsibility to go and Yochal Kenegdan. Reb Yossi says, let's think about a regular case. What if I do the right thing? I have Meister Sheni money, and you have fruit in Yerushalayim. So you give me the fruit. I pull the fruit. At that moment, the fruit is mine. I did a Kenyan Mashicha on the fruit. Did the fruit get their Kedusha yet? No, because I didn't give you the money yet. I pull the fruit, I give you the money. Says the Gemara, right when I pull the fruit are mine. That shows that the Choshen Mishpat Kenyan is separate from the Chalos Kedusha. Amar Reb Yossi, Mikivan Shemashach, in a regular case, once you pull it, Nikne HaMekach. The Mekach is done. Mikan Ve'elach. And afterwards, when you give the money, so then Mekach Acheru. When you give the money, it's a separate stage. It's a separate stage of the Mekach. And Amar Abudin, Tzorch Lachzeru Lakdisho. And I have to verbalize. This is unbelievable. I have to verbalize when I give you the money that the Kedusha is now switching from the money to the fruit. Again, what does Reb Yossi say? Every case of, you want to prove to me in the inappropriate case, a regular case where you did the right thing. I give you money, I'm going to give you money for the fruit that you're going to give me in Yerushalayim. So I pull the fruit, I do that first, Mashicha. I own it, done. No Kedusha switch yet. So that shows that there's a separation between the Choshen Mishpat Kenyan and the switch of the Chalos Kedusha. And afterwards, when I give you the money, Rabbi Yehuda even says that I have to declare it. Shehu Savor, because the buyer thinks, Shehu Savor Lomar, Shehain, switch the Gersa, Shehain Kidshu. The buyer thinks that really the Kedusha already switched earlier when I pulled. But it's not true, because I had the money in my Rishus. Velo Kidshu, didn't happen yet. So really, says Rabbi Yossi, you see from there that it's always separated. That shows like Shmuel. Like Shmuel said on the bottom of Amud Aleph, that if I buy something that I'm not allowed to buy with my Shashani money, the transaction still works. I just have to eat parallel amount, b'tahara. If you look in the Mara folder, he explains everything I just said. He's very befarish here. B'chol kinyas peris, b'maiser sheni. This is an underlined Mara folder, right? By all kinyan peris, b'maiser sheni, mekach nikne b'mashichas haperis. Right, whatever I bought, it's mine through pulling of the fruit. When I give the money afterwards, that's like another stage, another transaction. It's not two different ones, but it's separate. The Meister Sheni money didn't sanctify the fruit until later. You have to sanctify it and say it. Amazing. That's what one has to do in a regular case, says Reb Yossi. I don't think this is quoted Lamaisa that I want us to verbalize that. I'll have to check. But again, in a regular case, I pull the fruit. It does not have Kedusha yet. Only once I give you the money, then it gets Kedusha. Hadron Alach Meister Sheni. We finished Perek Meister Sheni. First paragraph of Meister Sheni of how does the it start off again? What are you allowed to ain? Meister Sheni ain, I think, right? Meister Sheni ain mocher naso, and now we start Meister Sheni nitan. Meister Sheni nitan. Here we go. Meister Sheni nitan lachilu v'shilusicha. Meister Sheni, you could eat, you could drink, or you could smear, you could anoint. Lechol davar shadarko lechol v'lasor davar shadarko losoch. You have to eat whatever's normally eaten. You could eat that as Meister Sheni, and sicha whatever is normally smeared. Meaning, lo yosoch yain v'chometz, you can't smear wine or vinegar on you, because that's normally eaten. And that's what you have to do for Meister Sheni. Aval sachu es hashemen, but oil, it's fine. Oil you can smear, because oil is normally smeared on the body. Ein mefatmin shemen shel Meister Sheni. If I have Meister Sheni oil, and I want to put some perfume, some roots in the oil, to give the oil some aromatic smell, I'm not allowed to do that. Why? Because some of the oil of Meister Sheni will be absorbed in the root, and that will be holich li'ibud. Right, I'm not going to smear that. I'm never going to use that. So therefore, you're not allowed to do that. Ein lochin b'dibei ma'aser sheni shem mefutam. Same thing. I can't buy already perfumed ma'aser sheni oil. I'm sorry, I can't buy perfumed oil with ma'aser sheni money, because that's not something that's normally used by everybody. And says the Ma'ara Folda here, based on the Rishonim, you have to only buy something that's shava l'chol nefesh, something that everybody uses, considered regular food. Aval mefadim mosayin, I'm allowed to spice up wine, even though I'm allowed to spice up oil. Why? The Mefarshim explained, because the spiced up wine, you're going to drink the whole thing, with the spices. So it's not going le'ibud. Only the oil, you're not going to. Nasam betocho dvash v'tavlin v'ishbiach. What happens if I have wine? I have wine in my shesheni, and I added in honey and tavlin of chulin. And now it's worth more. But it's not, what if the wine was worth two and the stuff that I added was worth one? And now it's worth four. So altogether, it's more than its parts. So how much ma'aser sheni do I have to be poded for? Hashavach lefi cheshbon. You go by the proportion. Whatever the proportion of ma'aser sheni was in all the ingredients, you take that proportion of the shevach too. Similarly, dogem shenesbashom kaflotos, you have chulin fish with ma'aser sheni leek, shal ma'aser sheni, v'shbicha, ha'shevach l'v'cheshbon, it goes by the proportion. Isa shal ma'aser sheni, sha'afaya v'shbicha. What if I have a dough of ma'aser sheni that I baked in an oven, but the wood that baked the ma'aser sheni didn't have any kedusha, sha'afaya v'shbicha, ha'shevach l'sheni. There's no percentage. You don't say, oh, there's a percentage that's not ma'aser sheni because the wood was not kedusha ma'aser sheni. No. That whole loaf is ma'aser sheni. And Zeachah, the Mishnah just explains, Kol sheshivcho nikar, hashevach lefi cheshbon. If the shevach is nikar in the mixture, like the wine and the honey and the spices, so then it goes by proportion. But kol she'ein shivcho nikar, hashevach lesheni. But if the shevach is not nikar, right, just the wood, the hana that you got from the wood that you cooked with, you don't see that in the bread, and therefore you don't take that into account, and you have to be poded it based on how much the bread is worth altogether. That's all meiser sheni. Okay, we will stop here.